This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 3. The Lord calls and invites. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 1. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when anyone among you brings an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock." Yesterday, we saw how God's perfect holiness meant that even Moses, whom God had specially chosen, had to be careful about approaching the Lord. How then could the people themselves have fellowship with God? In the opening verses of Leviticus, we see that God speaks first, inviting the people into relationship with Him, and God sets the terms. Maybe we imagine that we can decide how to relate with God. For example, some people suppose that living a highly moral life earns God's acceptance. Others downplay the seriousness of sin. But these approaches are woefully inadequate, failing to take God and His holiness seriously. Not to mention the fact that we are all sinful and cannot even approach God unless He makes a way possible for us. God's presence will come into our lives, changing every part of us, our relationships, our work, our desires, our priorities, and our whole outlook on life. But we enter God's presence on His terms. God appointed Moses to teach the people what was needed to live in God's presence at that time. Centuries later, God spoke His word again, and the word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. Jesus is God's word to us, and He came to teach and save us so that when we look to Him in faith, God's life-changing presence enters our lives. Pray with me. Holy and awesome God, You are present with us always. We thank You for Jesus, who makes it possible for us to live each day in Your presence. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.